Another episode of Modern Mavericks. We have approached the NBA trade deadline, and the Dallas Mavericks have reshaped, restructured, reformed their roster by rejecting Grant Williams and creating a new look for the team. In evaluating the trade, I have to be very honest. I was very hurt and somewhat surprised by the trade. But like we've been saying all season, Grant Williams was not as productive this season as he was last year. And I thought I could speak positively and encouragingly to support the young man. But nobody liked this nigga, man. It's crazy. It feels like when I leave a job, like, they didn't give a damn about how much clout, pull, and cerebral prowess, intellect, wisdom, savvy the kid had. They didn't give a damn. They ain't like him. I've heard so many different things from so many different people. I just want to look forward. I tried. I was really rooting for and supporting Grant. I wish you well, and I hope that you have a tremendous season with the Hornets or wherever you land. But you probably shouldn't, like, think none of them is your friends, man. Like, none of them is your homies, man. None of them dudes. Like, none of them was loyal to you, Cat. So don't ever feel like, you know, you got real ones here, because they sold you out. They didn't give a damn about you, and you need to use that as fuel when you come into town against Luka and Kyrie, because they're going to put up 40 apiece on you. It's going to be a battle. As far as the other guys, we got PJ Washington. That might be a good look, a little bit of size. We got Gafford from the Wizards. All right. I think that might be okay. We really need some backup for Derek Lively. We need some more guys that can rebound, work the glass, defend down low. That could be a really, really good thing. Unfortunately, the Dallas Mavericks also lost an ace shooter in Seth Curry. No one notices that guy either. He's about as transparent as his complexion, as far as this team goes. It's really simple. It's very easy. We're about to win the semifinals. I just want to talk about a few things. I want to reminisce on a few successes, and I want to remind anyone about where we've come from and where we're going. We are going to get to the next round. I have a few reasons why, and I think that we forgot this journey, where exactly we've come from and what exactly we've done. So let me refresh everyone's memory. Luka and Kyrie have been the leading scorers in every single game in the postseason until we got to the semifinals. There was a massive shift. The last three games, PJ Washington has been our team's best scorer. The last three games, this guy scored over 20 points, and we've won two out of the three. Following that up with assist, every single game in the postseason, it's either been Luka or Kyrie to lead the team in assist. We're actually experiencing a shift, and this could be a positive indicator. I don't think enough of us are thinking with our open mind, and hopefully nobody's panicking, but we're becoming a squad. We're becoming resilient. And those role players are emerging as our stars. Stay with me. I'm just looking at the trends. I'm a facts guy. I'm an analytics guy. And like I'm bringing to your attention, this team has only lost or dropped two games to their adversaries in the postseason. I think that Oklahoma City could very well win game six. But we've only lost two games in the month of May. We lost two games in April, and we are trending towards success. Look for Luka Doncic to have a classic. If he's not injured, he's going to be scoring somewhere near 40 points. Kyrie Irving should get over 25 points. Luka should have around 8 assists, if not more. And Kyrie should get 5 assists or more. Look for the leading rebounder to be Derek Lively. If it's not, Luka Doncic, who has been the leading rebounder in almost every single game in the postseason. I'm making a prediction, and I'm calling it now. This could be a double-digit rebound night for Derek Lively if we can get him in the right position, if we get PJ Washington in the right position, and they satisfy as role players. It's not to diminish from their skill, because that's the problem we're having, is that we have so much firepower, so much offensive heat, that the team's rhythm and internal dynamics are being thrown off. With all that being said, I think the key is letting the leaders lead. We've proven historically to have multiple guys lead this team simply and offensively. And within this series, PJ Washington has been incredibly hot, but we need him to satisfy his role, rebounding, and just focusing on some threes, catching that kick out, and helping Kyrie and Luka dismantle Oklahoma City. SGA is carving this defense up. He's hitting shots that are simply indefensible. His mid-range is nice, and we've got to clamp down on him and not be violated or punished for the double team. These are simply the predictions that I made for tonight, and I don't think I'm going to be wrong. Expect the Dallas Mavericks to win game 5 and game 7 before going to the next round. Expect Luka Doncic to be the leading scorer. And I'm not going to call who's going to lead it in assists, but if we play this right and we let our leaders lead and our role players supporting them, secures our victory. Go Mavs.